Fort Recovery Village Council met in regular session on Monday, October the 7th. During the meeting, they heard updates on projects, including the water plant study. We have received approval on a 5-year 0% loan to fund the design work on the plant, so we're going to begin that immediately. That should happen here by May, I'm guessing. The water tower project is underway. They approved the first payment to Caldwell Tanks on that, and also heard that the Elm Butler intersection traffic signal is completed. They approved final payment to Capital Electric last night on that. It came in just slightly under the engineer's estimate and the bid amount. Also heard that the Butler Street contracts have been signed. With Tom's Construction, that work will begin sometime next, probably early summer. Also heard the 49-119 paving project with ODOT is completed. All striping and manhole work has been done. They also approved an amendment to the wage ordinance, creating the position of street maintenance trainee. The village will be hiring Derek Wendell for that position in preparation for the retirement of our current street superintendent, Jerry Guggenbiller, in February. Also heard that the street lighting agreement with Miami Valley Lighting is up to end this year. We're going through some work on that. They passed a resolution allowing me to sign an encroachment easement with Cooper Farms on a piece of their east mill that sticks out on the right-of-way. Heard that upcoming events include the second of the two annual cruise-ins this Saturday from 4 to 8 on the Brick Street, and the one-of-a-kind auction that's held annually to benefit the Fort Recovery Historical Society is Sunday, November 3rd, from 5 to 9 at the middle school auditorium. Next council meeting is Monday, October 21st at 7:30.